Blog Talk Radio.
Drop the ball, dummy.
That's one.
Yep.
One KD! Make some noise for him!
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Network, your global transformation station. Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and tonight we're coming to you live from our Spirit Alive Bistro. And saints, I am just up in here praising our Most High God because it gives me so much joy to welcome my little sister, Apostle J. Leon Travis, home to the Spirit Alive Network with her Gap Ministries Bible study. Glory to God. So, without further ado, here's my little sister and the founder of Gap Ministries, Apostle J. Leon Travis. Hallelujah.
Amen. This is amen. Praise God. Let's give him some glory. Give him a hand clap of praise. I thank God for this day, this opportunity, this time. I thank God for Spirit Alive Network. I thank you for the blessing of God giving us the divine purpose of you being the covering for Gap Ministry, which is for God's anointed purpose and plan, because that's what we all do. We're gap standers. We stand in place to help make up the breach, the hedge for the things that God wants to have done in the earth, whether it's through prayer, preaching, teaching, praise, worshiping, assisting people in outreach. It is indeed a humbling experience. It's one of the greatest jobs you can have on earth because there's no retirement from here. When I retire, I'm going to be sitting in glory, rocking on in my own mansion. And I just wanted to thank you for never giving up on me, for the times that God used you to help mentor me, as you still do now, you and Mother Mitchell, and my other Spirit Alive family members, as well as the Gap members. And I'm just excited to be here. I'm just excited on being back home, you know. So what we're going to do before we go into the Word, because we've got a word from the Lord on tonight. It's going to deal with something that we're all in and we're all a part of. And we're going to talk about time. But before we do, let me go ahead and approach God with prayer like I always do. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. And I give you glory for everything that you're doing in all of the ministries that are connected to Spirit Alive Network. Thank you for the opportunity and for the blessing of us being a part of this and for making the way, Father God. We ask that you would bless the leader, Father God, pour into her everything that is needed. And Father God, as I empty out, I am empty. I thank you for filling me with your words. I thank you for filling me with your purpose. I thank you for filling me with your plan. But now, Father, I beseech you, I ask you, Father God, that every listener that is on this line in the studio tonight, we're asking that their hearts be open and become tender and pliable to your will, that
Lord
they may
Jesus.
Receive the word and that the word become deeply rooted, grounded, and established in their hearts. And that it may bring forth much fruit in every season. Let this word be a seed, Father God, that will multiply globally, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We bless you for your love, grace, and mercy. We thank you for our Lord and Savior and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. And we thank you that we are truly filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I decrease and I need you to increase in me, oh God. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
So, thank God for tonight, the Thursday night Bible study with Gap Ministries. And again, I do give honor to whom honor is due, to Bishop Shirlene Cook and the Spirit Alive family, as well as the Gap family that's on, and to every listener worldwide that's up on this, that's in the studio on tonight. As I stated earlier, I said that we're going to talk about something that we're all involved in. And that thing that we're all involved in and we move in is called time. And we're going to talk about for such a time as this. And I'm going to make it personal for you because that's what God does. Everything God does with us is personal. It's a one-on-one thing with the Son. You know, sometimes we hear him collectively, but we should always hear him intimately. And God also wants us to know that To everything, there is a time, a purpose, a place, a season, everything under the sun. And even when you're going to come to this specific time, not the chronos, but we're going to talk about the kairos. We're going to talk about something like what Queen Esther went through, you know, for such a time as this. But we're going to take the first scripture from the book of Ecclesiastes, and it's a very familiar one. It's going to be Ecclesiastes 3, and we're going to go from the first to the eighth verse. And we're going to say, and the word of God reads, to everything there is a season, a time, to every purpose under the heaven. Now, the word purpose actually means something that God sets aside specifically for you. It's sort of like what he does with purpose. It means in the Bible it's about what you're living. It's his purpose. It's his works. It's his thing, and it includes your life. It's according to his divine will. The purpose that he sets apart for you is structured. It's not accidental. It's assignment. It's a mandate. It means that it is something that he knew that he wanted you to do before you were formed in your mother's womb. So verse 1 again says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the sun, under the heavens. And there's also a time in verse 2, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, and a time to love and a time to hate. Now, when you hear, like in the eighth verse, when it says a time to love and a time to hate, it's not saying that we're supposed to hate people. We're supposed to hate the sin. The time to love is at all times. The time to plant is at all times, because the word of God says some plant, some water, some plant, and God brings the increase. But that falls in the chronological order of time. And it says everything. And the word everything means all things. In everything. And when I was reading, I said, what does everything mean? It says all things and everything. So when there is to everything, there is a season, there is a purpose attached to that season. A lot of times when we're in a time of peace, that's the season that's been designated for peace. When there's a time of war, that's the season that's designated for war. When there's a time to keep silent, and sometimes it's hard for us to keep silent, you could see some things that's going on in the earth, and you could speak what God is saying. But sometimes we have to be quiet and refrain from talking and let God fight the battle and let him speak to the person. Let him bring them to a road to Damascus experience. When it says if there's a time to cast away stones, that sometimes you have to remove the rubble and push things back, the debris from the torn down walls. But then again, there's a time for you to gather the stones together to help build. Just like it does say, there's a time to break down and a time to build up. There are times in our lives when we have to break down. I know that there is a time in every moment of your life when you have to break down sin. You have to break down heresies. You have to break down lies. You have to break down ungodly laws. And you have to break that down with the word of God. You have to let people know that, hey, this, what you're saying in this time and age, because the time and age that we're living in now is a time of heresy. It's a time of rebellion. It's a time of turning away from God. And the word of God talks about it in the book of Revelation. It talks about there will come a time when men will become lovers of their own pleasures. And we're in that time. But what do we do in this time? In this time, in this season, we start building. What do we build? We build the word of God. We build the body of Christ. We help build the kingdom of God. We help build up the downcast, the castaways, and those things that we need to do in this time. This is not the time to keep silent. This is the time to speak. This is the time to hate what Satan is doing in the world, but it's the time to love all God's people, because he created everything. Everything that was created, there was nothing that was not created by God. And even though we have a time and a place where we figure that we can do it our way and our abilities and the things that God wants us to do, the time for you to do right is now. The time for you to get yourself together and do exactly what God wants you to do is now. It's not for later. It's not for or maybe next week, or it can't
come
be different
now.
When I get myself together. That
come
time
on.
Can't be then. The time is now. To everything, there is a time, a season, and a purpose under the heaven, and we are under the heaven. There are different levels of heaven, but it says to everything. That means to group it all into one class, because all things is everything. And the thing about it is that the part of knowing what the kairos is with God, because you got kairos and you got chronos. Well, right now, we're in the chronos. We have to listen to the tick-tock of time. You have to clock in at work, clock out at work. You have to know what time to go to the doctors. You have to know what time you got to get your oil changed. See, we're controlled by time, but we serve a God that sits outside of time and tells time what to do. And the time that he uses is called kairos. That time is an appointed time. That's when your purpose and your destiny come together. And it comes together, as the word says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose. So you have a purpose. There's going to be a specific season. There are four seasons that's controlled by the chronos. It's controlled by the wind, the geographics, the weather, or where you're located. It's controlled by daylight saving time or non-daylight saving time. But it's chronos. But that's the thing that man think. Now, don't get me wrong. You think you can control your time. But one thing you're going to use, but you can never get back, is time. That's why you have to use time wisely. That's why the word is, to everything there's a season, a time, and a purpose under the heaven. I'm getting there where I'm going. Now, some things got to be birthed. Just like what it says, a time to be born and a time to die. Now, I'm not talking about a physical death. I'm talking about sometimes there are some things you got to let die in your life. That ex that keeps calling you, it's time for you to get it together and let that ex go. It's time for you to come forth out of death, living a dead life, headed to hell. It's time for you to come into the marvelous life and live the rest of your life, the rest of the season, the rest of your purpose until you get into heaven and do what God wants you to do. Because honestly, there is no time for you if you're not with Christ. Your time is in vain. And I'm going to be real.
Come
I'm going to cut it to you just like this. If you're not saved today, this time, this chronos, you're going to miss your kairos, because tomorrow, that's another time. That's not promised to you. But to everything, at all times, in everything, it's a time, it's now. Now, it may sound like a riddle to you, but it makes perfect sense to me. If you know that your time, see, one thing that I like about life, the minute you're born, you start to die. You're that much closer to death. And the thing of it is, what do you do from the moment you're born and the moment that you die? That's the time right there. That's the in-between. So what is it that you do? You're living in the chronos, but you need to connect to the kairos, because the purpose of God, the timing of God, is in the kairos. And how do I know? Well, come on, Apostle Jay, let's ask Esther, because they were in a chronological time where Haman was planning to wipe out the Jews. He had put the plan into action. He had went to the king and talked about doing this and let's do this. And he was so certain of himself, he had started building the gallows. You know, he was going to hang them, and he wanted Mordecai to hang from one anyway. Some people at some time is not going to like you simply because you choose to live God's purpose under in this season, in the next season, in every season. People are not going to like you simply because of that. But you can't worry about them, because they can stay stuck in that time, but you got to keep moving along with the chronos and the kairos, because they've got to come together. Chronos and kairos comes together because it's when time, which is destiny, and purpose, which is kairos, meets.
Now, let's talk about this young lady named Esther, this orphan who had an uncle named Mordecai who had basically adopted her, and he was mentoring her, and along with she had favor. But the thing of it is that when you have enemies that want you to stay stuck in the chronos, meaning the control time, meaning the time when they can tell you that you can't whoop your children, the time that they can tell you that it's all right for a woman to change her sexuality because she feels that she's a man, a time where a man should be a woman. See, we're living in crazy times, and we're in these seasons, and we are under the heavens. The thing of it is which time are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the chronos set by man, or are you going to choose the chronos that's set by God? So let's ask Esther. You know, Mordecai was coming to her and talking to her and telling her, well, you know, in verse 13 and Esther 4, verse 13, he said, then Mordecai commanded, and he answered Esther. He said, think not thyself that thou shall escape the king's house more than all the Jews. Why was he saying this to her? Because there was an edict, a law, that says that if you, whosoever, whatever man that or woman that came before the king in the intercourse who was not called was put to death. Sometimes you have to not be afraid of death. You have to move past death because Jesus moved through it. Why can't you? And the thing of it is, he's an everlasting God. He's the everlasting one. He's the sent one. So he actually surpassed time. He was born of a virgin, but he was already born before the virgin was born. Excuse me. I'm getting beside myself. But the thing of it is, you have to know that not even death can keep you from doing exactly what God wants you to do. And the blessing of all of this is when Mordecai had commanded, and what he told Esther, he says, you know, think not thyself that you won't escape the king's house more than all the Jews. In verse 14, it says, in Esther 4:14, it says, for if thou altogether holdest thy peace. Remember, it was a time to be silent. But sometimes you can't be silent. You can't hold your peace. Then there shall be enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. When you're out of the when you're not operating in the correct season, when God is telling you to go out and minister in the streets, I don't need to go. What some folks gonna say? I don't want to go out there and minister in the street. I want to stand behind a pulpit. No, God said the time is now to go out and minister in the highways and the byways. So if he's telling you and set an appointed time for you to come forth and not hold your peace, but if you're afraid of death, then guess what? You're going to perish with it. You're going to perish with everything that you're holding, even what you're supposed to speak against. See, it's a time to be silent, and it's a time to speak. But thank, praise be to God that Esther spoke. And it says that, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. When you're put in a kairos purpose, a kairos position for everything that is under the sun, for all of the seasons, because you live in every season. You're living in a chronological season. But the season and the purpose and the timing of God is everlasting once you come on board and you become his child, once you give your life to the Lord, once you come to salvation, once you come to God and say, Lord, I lied, I cussed, I hated somebody, but I need forgiveness. I need you to help my heart. That's the time when you need to get it together and come before God. The word says come boldly before the throne of God. It didn't say make an appointment. But for you to go see a judge, a doctor, or even a banker, you got to make an appointment. But you don't have to have an appointment because God supersedes that time. He sits outside of time and tells time what to do. If they tell you no, you can't have an appointment, and if you're looking for, say like, for instance, Bishop, I'm going to the bank and I need to get a loan to build a house. And they can't give me, that because of COVID, they won't give me an appointment to come in. They're pushing me back because of their backlog. See, chronos can have you backlog, but the God who sits outside of time controls the time, and he sees the ending of a thing greater than the beginning of a thing, that's dealing with time also. But the thing of it is, to everything there's a time and a purpose and a seed. Your purpose is at his set time, not at man's set time. Your time for you to come for the Lord is your choice. Now, believe it or not, your time for salvation is now. You may not be here tomorrow. There's no time like today. And the thing that I love when Esther came back with the answer for Mordecai, she did what a lot of saints do. She told them to gather themselves, to gather all the Jews, and told them to fast for her and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night, or day. That's time. That's dealing with time right there. And the thing of it is, she said, also her and her maidens was going to do it. She said, but what she was going to do, she was going to go in to the king, which is not according to the law, but if she perished, she perished. But don't you know when you do it in God's kairos, you don't perish. The only thing perishes is the enemy's plans. And the enemy's plans is to snuff you out of time, to take time from you, to kill you quick and fast, to kill your purpose, to keep your purpose from serving the kairos. The enemy wants to cause generational curses in your family, in your lineage, so you can't get to the kairos, and you're controlled by the chronos. But when you're controlled by the chronos, don't get me wrong, we live in chronos, but we serve a God that has the kairos. And you are purposely designed for such a time as this. The thing that I'm not understanding, why is it that people don't ask God, what is my purpose? What is the plan for my life? Because the thing that I like, that while God is sitting outside of time, he moves in time, but he controls time, he orchestrates time, and he's Lord over time. The thing that I also love is that what it says in the book of Mark, I think the first chapter, verse 15, it says the kairos is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. The kairos is here. The kingdom of God is at hand. We're living in a dangerous time. We're living in a time that's dangerous for the non-believers. Yeah, I said dangerous for the non-believers. Because the saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, chosen ones, the servants of God, we're not in perilous times. The world is in perilous times. And I need everybody to understand what I mean when I say that. If you are under God's wing, if you're in his service, if you're in his will, don't you know he's going to protect you? Don't you know he's going to bring you through the rough times? Don't you? How many times can you look back and say, you know what, this time last year, we were all shut down because of COVID. Everybody on this line, everybody in the studio is still here. Why? Not because of a vaccine. You're here because God covered you. The time and the purpose that and the plan that he has for you is now. And the thing of it is, you're created for such a time as this. When is such a time as this? When is it? Now. We always live in the now, past, present, and future. I learned that just by studying what time is. And the thing of it is, I found out that one of the holy times is called the ninth hour. And the number nine means birth. The ninth hour is around 3 p.m. In the daytime, according to Chronos, but it's a birthing. And the thing of it is that when we are birthing something for God, that means that he's sitting outside of time, but he's actually reached into time because he is the Lord over time, and he tells it what to do, how he wants it formed. Now, I thought I was going somewhere else with this sermon, but I feel an unction to talk to some people who don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, some people who need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, some people that need to be healed. It's time for you to make up your mind. It is time for you to choose ye this day. How long will you be caught between two opinions? You can't hang in the middle and think you're going to be all right. You got to choose one. You're going to have to choose a forever season, an eternal life with God, which is time everlasting. It's not, see, the eternity is not a season. Eternity is beyond the season. And that's where you need to be. The eternity is the such a time for this. The thing of it is I'm living for such a time as that. Eternity.
Yes.
I'm living God's will. I'm living the way God wants me to live. Is it something that right now is not timely and not fashionable? Who cares? I'm not worried about them because none of the timing of this world and the people in the world didn't save me. I was saved by one named Jesus. I was saved by one that was born of a virgin who was before the virgin. He was before her. His time was before her because the word says in the beginning was the word and the word was God.
Yeah.
I do remember another scripture where it says, let us make man in our image. He was talking to Jesus, and on the other side he was talking to the Holy Ghost. He said, let us make him in our image. So that time, that's the time that I spring from. That's the time I'm created from. That's when time began because Jesus and the Holy Ghost was outside of it. But I'm talking to you today, right now, in this time. Where will you spend eternity? If you died when this call ended, where will you wake up? Because it'll be too late to weep. Excuse me.
Touch Jesus. The devil is a lie.
It's going to be too late to weep. It's going to be too late to mourn.
Yeah.
That time that if you serve God, because eternally you're going to be somewhere. You're going to eternally be in hell or you're going to be eternally in heaven. If you're going to be in hell, you're going to have eternal time to weep. If you're going to be in hell, you're going to have eternal time to refrain from embracing. If you're going to wake up in hell, you're going to lose because it's a time to lose. You're going to be the lost, period.
Everything.
If you wake up in hell, it's going to be a time to rend because you're going to be gnashing of teeth. You're going to be screaming. If you wake up in hell, it's going to be war because you're going to be thinking that you can fight your way out. But you won't be able to. But
my Lord.
You wake up in eternally in heaven with God. It's going to be eternal time for love, for joy, for peace, more tears, for dancing, for laughing. You know, you won't be mourning anymore. You'll be embracing. You won't lose because you would have endured. You would have gained the eternal victory. You won't have to worry about being silenced because you'll be singing and singing, holy, 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 all day, all night.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That time.
Touch, Lord.
You will
surely
be birthed.
Take your time.
You're going to be birthed. You're going to be birthed to live eternally in heaven, or you're going to be birthed to live eternally in hell. You're either going to be planted eternally in hell, or you're going to be planted eternally in heaven. You're going to be either broken down in hell or eternally built up in heaven with God. See, to everything there's a time and a purpose under the heavens. But for such a time as the eternity, that's going to go beyond the season. And that's where it's going to take you eternally. So today, this sermon was designed for you for such a time as this. Let's come to Christ. Let's serve him. Let's be where love is eternally, where peace is eternally. Let's be where when you have to put away childish things, and you know, when you were a child, you thought as a child. Let's put away those animosities. Let's put away the things of the world, because you're going to have to choose you this day, in this time in the chrono. Because you got to get to the Kairos. Let me drop this on you right now. Kairos is coming. If it's not already on you, you will meet it. Because God has purposed everything. The word says to every season and every time and every person purpose. So to every purpose, he's giving it a time. You're going to either serve the Kairos or you're going to live in the Kairos. Me personally, we should be able to come to ourselves and know that God is God. You wake up every morning. It's not your alarm clock that does it. It is not your alarm clock that breathes into you. It is not the tick-tock and whether you set your phone, the TV, Alexa, or anything else. It is God who sits outside of time and orchestrates your life. And he says, you know what? I got them today for such a time as this. I got purpose for them in the earth. I'm going to let them walk through this chronos, but I'm getting them to the kairos. I want them to know when to war. I want them to know when to be silent. I want them to cry out aloud that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I want them to know that I am God. I want them to not worry about what the clock says and the calendars and how time is quantified, how time is measured by past, present, or future. I want them to know eternity is waiting for them. One way or another, you're going to spend eternity somewhere else. Holy Ghost, thank you, because I didn't know this was coming out of me. But you're going to either spend it in hell burning or you're going to spend it in heaven rejoicing. But choose ye this day. If you know that you are perfect for such a time as this, you need to give your life to God. You ain't got to go before no altar. You can do it right here on this network. You
Come
can say,
on.
Father God, I believe that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I believe that he is the Son of God. I believe that he was born of a virgin. I believe that they whooped him. I believe that they gave him 39 stripes, that he had to carry his own cross up the cavern. I believe that he endured that cross. I believe that they stuck him in his side, and not only was it blood, but it was water, because the washing away of my sin had to come that way. And it was from the
come
side
on,
of his heart. I believe that he was nailed to a cross, but I believe when he was nailed to the cross, he didn't stay there. The only thing
come
that's
on.
Nailed to the cross, Father, I believe is hell, death, and the grave, because you fashioned it there. I believe that Jesus, when they laid him in the grave and rolled away the stone, I believe and I know that he wasn't in that grave. He had, the word says, before he ascended, he descended. I believe that he knocked on the doors of hell. And when them demons saw him, they said, wait a minute, who is this dude? We know him from somewhere. Now, the other day, on Friday, we killed him. That was the time in the past. See, God is showing you that he's there, even in death. So you got to believe that he knocked on the door of Satan who stole it. He went to the thief and took back what he needed to take back.
Yes,
in that
hallelujah.
Time, he took that back, keys of hell,
hallelujah.
Death, and the grave. Three nails, they still on the cross, and guess what? He rose with all power. See, when somebody
yes,
come into your house and take something you took from them and beat you bad in front of your folks, that ought to let you know that they ain't nobody to play with. God ain't playing.
Come
God,
on.
What they said, God, you can't play with God. And he sent his son, who he knew was a champion. He knew he was a victor. And the thing about it is that victory is yours today. You have to choose Jesus today, because when he rolls with not some power, not partial power, not temporary power, not power only if the light company can get paid, not power if it's winter, spring, summer, and fall. He rolls with all power. And the thing of it is, he is the resurrected one, and he can resurrect that dead thing in your life called sin, and he can wash that away. He can cast it out. He can destroy it because he
Teach
already
one. Come
his
on.
Dead blood deep. It's the time for y'all to be saved. It's the time for us to do what we're supposed to do for God. Even if you think the world is not going to like you, you got to get like Esther. You got to fast and pray. You got to go to the king and say, Father
Come
God,
on.
In the name of the resurrected Jesus,
Make
it's
it plain.
Time for us to come together. It's time for us to take back.
Thank you,
it's
Jesus.
Time for us to pursue and recover all. It's time for us to take back our children who they tell it on TikTok and TikTok. You can be a little boy if you want to. It's time for us to take out these leaders who are sitting in government making these ungodly laws, abortion. Yeah, I said it.
Come on.
Same-sex marriages.
Keep
it's time
it real.
For that to stop. It's time for the saints of God to rise up for such a time as this. We can't be dangling in the middle saying, well, we're going to hold our peace. It's time for us to speak. It is time for us to move in the things of God for the purpose and the plan of God. I'm going to a close right now. I'm going to leave you with this. If you choose God today, put it in that chat room, or better yet, say, Father God, I yield my life to you, and I thank you because of the shed blood of Jesus that you redeemed me from my sins. I am your servant, and I am here to serve you for all time, in every season, in every purpose, not only under the heavens, but when I get to heaven. In Jesus' name,
yes.
Amen.
Amen, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Listen, saints of God, this is now part of the Bible study where, hallelujah, we get to put our praise on it. We have heard a powerful message, hallelujah, that was perfect for a time such as this. Now, if you are in our studio, I would like, if you would like to put your praise on it, make a comment, touch and agree. Hallelujah. Give your life to Christ. You may press your 1, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. For all of you listening in the chat rooms or on Skype, as Apostle J. Leone said, please start typing your comments or your praise. If you're listening to us on Stitcher and Apple Podcasts and you would like to be in the studio live, simply call 714-364-4337. Hallelujah. Are you ready to throw saints of God? Are you ready to put your praise on it? I see some familiar numbers up in here this evening. Hallelujah. Evangelist Leola, come on up in the room while we wait for some folks to come on forth. Come on up in the room, doctor.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening.
Good evening,
Apostle
Precious.
The message today was a good message.
Yes, it was.
At a time right now, this world and everything that's going on, we really need to get into a line and to follow God, because you can turn on the news and we have so much going on. We have vaccinations. We have deaths. We have rumors of wars. We have all these things going on. And we really need to, I don't want to use the word turn back time, but we need to get into the time and the alignment of the Lord, because God is coming back real soon.
Yes. Yes, amen. Amen, my sister. Amen. Come on now, saints of God. If you know, come on. We need to touch and agree. So if you're in the studio and you'd like to have a word, please press your 1 so that I can acknowledge you. I see a lot of people in here, but you know what? Even if you don't speak, I just want you to know that we're glad that you're here, because my sister brought a word. And baby girl, you are so right on point. You know, over 14 years ago, when I began to build the Spirit Alive Network, oh, people wanted to treat me, girl, like they, you know, like I didn't know what I was doing. What's that? You got a little program? No, I have a Christian broadcast network. And I bless other pastors and apostles and bishops and teachers that only want to bring the word of God. Now, 14 years later, people are running up to me like, yes, Bishop, I have a podcast, and I'm thinking to myself, Lord God,
wow,
I've been doing this for 14 years. 14 years ago, I was talking about transformation. I didn't see preachers talking about transformation. Now, every time I turn on the TV, somebody talking about transformation. You see, when God says work, move now, you move now, whether it looks good, feels good, anybody knows what you're doing. Hallelujah, because today, today when we turn on the news and we see these children being trafficked, these women being abused and exploited, I can say, glory to God, Father. I was telling people about this 14 years ago.
Amen. You know something, Bishop, even if people are listening or not listening, the thing of it is how people are more dedicated to the chronos than building themselves for the kairos, which is God's time, which is eternity. People see this world as their eternal home, not knowing that this world is going to be destroyed.
That's right.
People don't, we're in the times where they said people going to have itching ears. Now, if I was on here saying, if I had to put it on the post saying, you know, call in, you're going to be the next millionaire, the billionaire. I got houses.
Oh, they've been up in here.
The whole world would have been lit up. And God just told me in my spirit, you don't worry about it. You just do it for such a time. Is it somebody on here is hearing it, and they're going to tell somebody else. And one good thing
That's
about
right.
this broadcast, there's a link they can go back and listen. And the thing of it is, I was like you over and over. And I was like you. And something you taught me way back in the early 2000s when I had first came on board, you told me don't worry about the numbers. God handle that.
Yeah.
And when I finally stepped out on faith with Gap Ministries, and we're a small ministry, but, you know, I honestly believe that we're who God wants us to be,
where
he wants us to be. And
That's
we
right.
need to be effective in the timing of the Lord, in the kairos, because I live in the chronos. I have no choice but to live in the chronos.
That's right.
But I do have to make a choice to be in the kairos. And that's what we have to do.
I operate in the Cairo. Oh, you know, because you know what, you know what I told people last night? The most scariest thing, the most scariest phrase ever is
mm-hmm.
to hear Jesus say, depart from me.
Depart from me.
I know you're not.
Know.
You know, because
you
in this timing. Because in this timing and in these seasons, no matter what the season is, God expects us to walk in righteousness. God
Amen.
Expects us to walk in obedience. I don't
Amen.
Care what the season is. But if we profess him and we call him Abba Father, it doesn't matter how the billows roll, the shakers crash. It doesn't matter what we see on the TV. We're going to be seeking God's face in all matters
mm-hmm.
and his righteousness. And no matter what the season, no matter the time, no matter the purpose,
Amen.
You know, this is not about us. This is about us, the people seeing God reflected through us so that they might come to know the him for themselves.
Amen.
And when we don't
see,
live
people,
in our purpose, our timing, then
go.
We
right
are
there.
Robbing somebody that God has assigned to
purpose
you.
Purpose us, assigned us, you know. You know, I heard
somebody
say.
You're making them miss it.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, that's where the breaches are. You
yeah,
know,
that's where
not,
the breaches are.
For those people who have been called by God, that's not functioning correctly in the timing of God, in the purpose of
Come
God,
on.
You're causing breaches. You're
yeah.
causing gaps in people's lives. Somebody
mm-hmm.
needs us somewhere. No, I'm going to say
that's
it,
right.
I'm going to say it like this. Somebody needs us everywhere.
Everywhere.
Somebody
yes.
needs us everywhere. That's what the Lord says. Everywhere. The highways, the byways,
mm-hmm.
the churches. I mean, God was talking
mm-hmm.
to us this time last year with COVID. He closed the churches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where people can go Facebook Live. They can do Zoom. They can do this, that, and other. It wasn't that much attendance. You still had a lot of people running to the malls and running to,
yeah.
to the concerts, but they weren't running to church.
Yeah.
They could sit at home. See, God is, for such a time as this, God is still
yes.
speaking through COVID.
Yes,
it's
he
not
is.
Going
yes,
to
is.
Go away until the word. It's not, because the timing
nope.
of the Lord is perfect. God says,
yep.
if my people who are called by my name were turned from their wicked ways, that we haven't turned.
Well,
the world hasn't turned. So that's why COVID is still out there. I don't care what they say about the vaccine. I'm not telling you not to get it, and I'm not telling you to get it. I'm
Come
telling
on.
You that I dwell under the shadow of the Almighty.
Almighty God,
says,
that's
he
it.
He who dwells
mm-hmm.
under
mm-hmm.
the shadow. And the thing of it is, I trust him. I trust him
that's
with
it.
My
you
life.
Gotta trust
I trust him with all of us. I trust him with my children, my grandchildren. I trust him
yeah.
with something that some people don't want to hear at any time. I trust God with my tithing. You know, it's
yeah.
something when you have ministry and you have people that are a part of it, or people that want to be a part of it, but they don't want to tithe. They don't want to sow, but they want to sow their opinions at all times. But they,
oh my Lord, they made up a little bit, but I don't even know where they came from, but God help me. You know, I'm being real.
I mean, they ain't gonna work under. They'll work under the cover of night, on the cover of darkness and the shadows. I'm gonna do a little something here right now so I can be seen. Cause this time next year I'm gonna be famous. No, it may not be your time. It may not be for you to be famous. God, we got to do what we're supposed to do, is make Jesus famous, make God famous. He already famous whether we say it or not. Well, I've heard numbers who said that they know it's not a God, but they'll sit there and say, oh, my God. I said, which God you talking to?
Really?
And then they'll look at me and tell me, girl, I don't feel like being bothered with you. I said, well, then make up your mind. You going to serve God? Or now, if you're hollering about, oh, my Buddha, say, oh, my Buddha. Because he ain't no God or statue. Let's be real. But we got to come to ourselves in this time and get our minds right this time. Because tomorrow ain't promised. Somebody can leave here right now, go straight to hell.
All right.
Simply because
Come on, people.
We're supposed to do in time. I'm serious, sis. Because we supposed, just like,
people want
you to support them, but they ain't going to support you if it's not, if it's nothing in it for, people will be, I put something on my post today, people will be loyal to you for what their
purpose is.
Yeah.
But see, that's how come, my beloved. You listen to one voice and one voice only, and that's the voice of Almighty God. And when you listen to his voice, he lets you see what you need to see, when you need to see it, in a timely manner. Okay? Because see, just like nothing can surprise him, when we are walking with him and seeking him in all things, he doesn't allow anything to surprise us.
Amen.
Because he will minister to us and he will speak to us in our spirit. And people think that, you know, and just because, you know, people, you don't call people on their stuff.
Many times they think they have gotten away. Yeah, I remember we had that conversation. You said people think because you don't call them on their stuff that you don't understand. And like people think because now I'm one of those, I'll go in. I'll go pluck out what he tell me to pluck out. I'll plant what he tell me to plant.
Yeah.
And that's scripture. It's the time to plant and it's time to pluck up what you've been planting. And the thing of it is that I'll sit back and say, Lord, at your word, do I pursue or do I let you fight this battle? And whatever he tells me to do, I do it. But the thing of it is the timing of the things
that
we have to do. We have to make sure that we're in God's timing. Spirit Alive came to life 14 years ago. Gap Ministry, I remember how you said, well, sis, when you going to do it? I said, I got to wait on God. But see, I had so many people in my ear. You need a church house. You need this. And one day you just called.
Yeah, that's why I said, you better get busy.
You don't need
sister.
No building. I'm the building.
I remember that. I remember that conversation. Because
you remember
said,
that? I said, I'm looking for a building.
I said, baby.
This is what you did. You said, ha, ha, ha. You laughed.
Yep, I sure did.
And I said,
because I'm going.
Why did you laugh?
Because you was talking to your big sister whose ministry is No Bounds Outreach Global Ministries, and my tag is Building Congregations Without Walls. That's why I laugh. I'm saying, is she serious?
You're laughing.
She's talking to me.
I remember.
Somebody who ain't.
And I said,
somebody who never wants a building.
That's what I'm saying. I think I sound like one of them angels said, why did Sarah laugh?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm like,
laughed,
for
know,
real.
But then I caught the purpose. You know, I realized.
Yes.
He said, I need you to build this ministry. He said, it's gap for a reason. Y'all got to make up hedges. You're going to go do things that some churches are not going to do. You can't wait for people to come inside church. You have to go out there and compel them to come.
Well, that was my whole purpose, because everything that I see, the Lord is saying, get up, get out, go ye therefore, and make disciples of all men. And how are you going to do that if you're going to sit up amongst salt and light? Every called out believer is supposed to be salt and light. So
and
if you do all your, Yeah, so you know, if you gonna just sit up and talk to salt and light, how is that redeeming your time wisely when there's so many laws out in the world?
Amen.
When there's so many hurting people out in the world. You
Amen.
Know that
and
made
I'm
no
not
sense
against
to me.
Church building.
Me
That's
either.
What I'm saying. And you know, when you sit here, like I talk to a network of pastors, like you're my bishop. And I talked to other friends that are in ministries, and I found out that a lot of them are like us. They're ministries without walls. And then I talked to pastors that are in buildings. And you know, they be saying, man, you got this freedom to do this. You don't have to worry about this, that, and the other. And I
That's
sit
right.
back and I said, but you know what, pastor, or you know what, apostle, or you know what, bishop, or whatever. And then we'll talk about things, and we can each other. So we're building beyond the borders of the church wall, beyond the brick and mortar. And this is the time to do it. You got people that's going to hell. You got people going to get they telling God, you made a mistake when you made me a woman because I want to be a man. I feel kind of husky here. And so you telling
well,
God you
okay.
made a mistake?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't even know why
he's
going
back
here. But Bishop, if somebody
you know,
on this line needs to hear the truth.
That's
not
true.
The way. God
Amen.
Made you male. You, when you stand before him, you're going to be a male. God made you female. When you stand before him, you're going to be female. This is the time to get it together. Make a choice. You got to be who God created you to be. Only thing mankind can do to you with their ungodly laws is mess you up and give you a hall pass to hell.
I know that's right. Now, listen, saints of God, I can remember. Look, Bishop is also the executive producer, so I can see everybody sitting up in here. I see all y'all beautiful saints sitting up in here, and nobody saying nothing. Now, I know this sister has brought this word, and I know that God is working in your life right now. He is purposing you,
Amen.
And you may
Do
be
it, God.
Going
Do it,
about
God.
Your purpose, and what you need to be
Do
doing
it.
Is opening up your mouth. Don't be hoarding the word of God all to yourself. You need to be opening up your mouth, declaring and decreeing, Amen, glory to God. I know she right about it because it's working in my life too. Here at this ministry. It's about coming together on one accord as a family, presenting a united front against the enemy, going out over the airwaves, honey, and transforming people's lives with the word of God, not a personality,
Amen.
Not an agenda, but the word of God. This is my time and my season to show my God how much I love him. And I love him so much, I'm going to bring as many people as I can along with me.
Amen.
So that's the whole purpose. So I tell people, you can come in here and sit and listen and be silent because I pray and I praise God for you just as much because at least you're in here. At least you're hearing the word. Because see, I'm one of those sisters and all my families can tell you. If I hear you and not Jesus, nobody will be hearing you from this network again.
Amen.
Because, see, time is running out, and we need to be redeeming our time wisely. This is not the
Come
time
on,
to be playing
right
games. This is not the time to be floor showing. This is not the time to be pumping yourself up and self-grandizing. This is the time to be falling on our face praying. This is the time to be going out into the world making disciples of men. This is the time to help heal the broken. Mm-hmm. This is the time to love up on the wounded. This is the time to
Come
reach
on.
Out.
Amen.
And
it's
pour
time to
into
go out and get some prostitutes, all of that, the drug dealers.
It's time to wait a fifth watch. Let's go.
People holler about launching out into the deep. They don't really know what the deep is.
They don't even know what the deep
That's
is.
Where the prostitutes, the pimps, the gang bangers,
all of that,
the
drug
the
dealers,
cartels,
the drug addicts, the abusers, all of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know what
you
I'm saying? Look, when they say, listen, when a lot of saints say they going into the deep, the deepest they going to go is down in front of the altar. That's as far as the church. Okay?
Yeah.
That's they deep.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
They don't know nothing about getting out there rolling up their sleeves, rocking a child that has just come out of an abortion clinic because they mama at the church telling everybody with a very loud voice how her daughter would never make that mistake while she talking about somebody else's daughter. So now she down at the abortion clinic.
Right there. Mm-hmm.
She can't even call her mama. She got to call
and
me.
And tell her where she is.
Yeah.
And see, that's launching into
you know,
the
time
go
for all that mess is over. That judgment. That, you know, sitting up in church judging people when your own hand's so dirty, you know what I'm saying. You, look here. They can plant potatoes in your hands. They so dirty.
I'm trying
but
to tell
you. But you're looking down
you
your nose.
Yourself, you break out in potato.
You know, come on now. You know, you got the nerve to sit amongst your brothers and sisters that you say you love, that love the Jesus that you profess to love. But you can, you know, well, you know who she thinks she is. Who
and
she thinks, well, she who God made her to be. Who are you? That's the question. Don't what she doing with
and
that.
That's why a lot of people. That's why a lot of people won't go to church because of the judgment, because of she got on red lipstick. Mm-mm, oh, no. That's why God, I honestly believe for such a time as this, God is raising a new church, the new order.
He
church,
is.
The new church, the church that he wants, the church that where the people are going to go
his
to the
people.
House, the ministries without walls. Please, again,
that's
if you're here and you have a church home, if you have a church building, I'm not against the building. I'm not against the building. What I am against is if you're not going into the highways and the byways and bringing in the folks.
Exactly. If you done went up in that church house and sit down. If you done went up in that church house and sit down. And let me tell
you
something,
Saint. Be ready to work. Well, he says,
I've been a pastor. I've been a pastor twice. Okay? But I was one of them pastors. Is that I did not believe in sending people out. I led people out. I trained people up and I led them out. Because, see, I know this wasn't no time to be guessing whether people knew something or not. Because, see, souls are in the balance. Souls. So if I'm going to tell people to go out and evangelize, I have to make sure you know how to do that. And then I've got to take
you
out there.
By example. Mm-hmm.
That's right, and show you. I'm not telling you to do nothing for Jesus I wouldn't do myself. Okay?
Moses,
you know, this is the time is now. You know, the time is now. You know, people talk about, oh, you know, Jesus died so that we could have an abundant life. And
Amen.
That abundant life is now. It's not when we get to heaven. It's now, right now.
Exactly.
And I mean, if you stop and think about it, okay, he's already defeated the only real adversary we have. He's already defeated. Now, to
Amen.
Make sure that he stays at bay, God, in his perfect love, has given us tools, weapons of mass destruction. Like faith.
Have that word.
The word,
prayer,
hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
the righteousness. He's given us some tools, y'all. Praise, prayer, you know what I'm saying? And when we use those things and we walk in his righteousness through everything, every season, every time, and we're seeking him, and we're saying, not my will, but thy will be done, oh God. Every time we do that, we're serving our purpose. And in serving our purpose, we allow others to be freed to serve theirs. You see. You see.
But now
that's
time,
why we're one body in Christ.
Now
it's the time to come to Jesus. Now it's the time to get your life together. Now it's the time to stop playing games. And you know what I'm saying? Humble yourselves before the mighty hand of God. We got to humble ourselves. We got to get really real and get really right before it's too late. We've got to walk in our season and stop talking about, well, you know, I'm waiting on Jesus. No, beloved, Jesus waiting on you.
And see, that's the
God,
thing.
If God
has
put something down in your
that.
Belly to do, you should have been doing it already. Oh, no, I'm waiting on Jesus. No, that's a lie you tell yourself so you don't get out your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop lying to Jesus. You need to stop lying to yourself, and you need to stop lying to God's people. If you're not going to really love the Lord and serve him in spirit and in truth and love him, love people the way he says love, and walk the way he says walk, and talk the way he says talk, if people can't see that his DNA is running through you, stop running around calling yourself mm-hmm. Christian, please.
Yeah.
Because you're giving our daddy a black eye. So stop.
Because I had a blood test. I know who my father is. I had a blood test, yeah. Blood transfusion.
Yes,
yeah.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
I know. I'm doing this.
I'm just saying. So I'm saying, I know he lives in me. So, beloved, mm-hmm. like I said, you still have still a few more minutes for you to put your praise on it. It's still a few more minutes for you to touch and agree and bless somebody. Because, see, what you got to understand is real children of God, humble children of God, we understand something. It doesn't matter who gets the credit as long as God gets the glory. And, you know, I tell everybody, even in my worship service every Sunday morning, after we preach the message, somebody preaches the message because mm-hmm. I just don't, you know, I let it out. If you a servant leader and you are not my worship services on Sunday, you're going to be preaching. I don't care. I'm not killing myself. Hallelujah. If God sent you, I'm going to use you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But, you know,
amen.
When we minister as a family and we testify as a group, that's power. There's power in our unity.
Amen. Yes, it
There's
is.
Power. And do you know what kind of a humble spirit it takes to be able to say, you know, I brought the word and I should just be able to do my thing and they should just go away and you know, be satisfied with that. No. Because, see, I've been a pastor a long time, and I've said it in too many churches where I have heard people in the vestibule now. They done heard this man or woman up in there hooping and hollering and preaching and they in there amen and amen. And they come out into the vestibule and they say, that was a wonderful service. Wonderful.
Amen.
Tell me one thing you took away from the message and they can't tell you.
And see, the thing of it is.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The thing of it
no,
is,
go ahead.
Bishop, is the one thing that they need to take away is that time, you eventually run out of it.
You run out of it. Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
run out of time. It says in the word, to everything there is a time and a purpose,
time.
But it also says a season. It says
a season.
Mm-hmm. So a season is cut
Say
into
that.
A section of time. It's cut
That's
into
right.
a section of time. So you have to get it together for such a time as this. And,
yes,
and,
you
and
do.
The thing that I don't even know why, But we need to pray for lost people, for love.
Yes.
Some of the hardest people that I've ever had to minister to are my family members.
Oh, yes.
And they be like, oh, girl, I'll do it in time, or I don't want to hear what you got to say, or what makes you an expert. I'm not an expert. I'm going through this process daily. And every day
yes.
that God wakes me up, not when my alarm clock wakes me up, not when I get a call from you or one of my other friends or something like that. It's time now. I remember
yes.
talking to one of my friends like when I was sick. One of our sisters, you got to meet her name, is Tracy. She would take time from her day to come and help me, and I live on the other side of town, to take me everywhere I had to go, hold my arm. And we have to take time to do
mm-hmm.
something. She ministered to me by helping me, by
That's
doing
right.
the things I need. Leola would do, Evangelist Leola would do it. I got one friend, you remember I talk about Holiday all the time. She couldn't
yes,
get to me,
yes.
but she took time
Hallelujah.
To call me. You have to take
yes,
time
yes.
to see if somebody is going. Because, see, if you're going to live in Kronos, you can control it because you can take the time
That's
to
right.
do what it is that you're proud to do.
Come
a
on.
A lot of people won't do it. They waste
Say
time.
That, little sister.
Wasted time
Come
can't
on,
be recovered. God said pursue. Only God can tell time to stop. Only God can translate you from one point in time to another time. Only God can do that.
All
we
right.
can. But we can take time. To say, hey,
That's right.
Do you know Jesus is your Lord and Savior? If you died today,
where will you spend eternity? I know, come hear a woman on a network called Spirit Alive, Blog Talk. She's been doing this for 14 years and without the cost of a building and with the blessings of God, with God pouring into her and then causing other people. Come see another ministry that stands in the gap for people. Come see a mother that
hallelujah. Come on now.
Because now is the time. You got to come to
time,
but you got to take time to come to
hallelujah,
it. And people
Jesus.
Don't get it.
Oh,
they
thank you,
it,
Lord.
And I have heard you for over 13 years compel people to come. And sometimes you get tired. I'm a leader now, and I get tired. I get weary, but I keep hearing God say, don't be weary in well-doing.
That's right.
Faint not in due season. So due season is part of time. And people don't get it. We're in time, but we're running out of time.
Yes. You know, I praise God for the process. I praise God for the process, and I praise God that he will take you through the process in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you said, what began over 14, you know, what began over 14 years ago, one of the things I never worried about is, oh, you know, I want to compete. I don't want to compete. If I say one soul helps to lead one person to Christ, I'm happy. You know, I want to be bigger than life. I don't want, you know, I don't want to be bigger than life. I want Jesus to be shine brighter. You know, he is the star. He's bigger than life. He is life, you know. And so God will have a way of walking you through the process. So now, as I stand in this moment, I can cover people to come into their season.
Amen.
Because that's my heart's desire.
And like you said, he's taking us through the process. He's taking us through time, telling time, hey, I'm giving her some more grace and mercy. I'm giving her some more. I'm getting her
that's
to the corners. She's going through the corners. I'm getting her to the Cairo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if something ain't going right in your house. If something's not going right in your household, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, the word says to everything there's a purpose and a time. So the time of the chaos is going to be a time of peace and unity. The time of separation is going to be a time of unity. I don't even know who I'm talking to, but you got to go through the process. Like Bishop said, it takes time to go through the process. It takes the time that God is giving you, that he has granted you. Use that time wisely and by faith. By faith.
Yes. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, what a time, what a time, what a time. Glory to God. Well, saints of God, the time has been well spent, and I just want to now have a word of prayer before we close this Bible study. Apostle J. Leon, you did a phenomenal job, my angel. To the saints of God, I just pray that you receive this word, that it will, activate you and inspire you to get busy for the kingdom right now, because tomorrow is not promised to us, and we have a work to do, you know. Talk without actions mean absolutely nothing. Nobody will believe what you say until they can see what you believe lived out in you. Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I just come now praising you and thanking you for this beautiful Bible study on tonight. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you pour back into Apostle J as she has poured out into your people. Lord, I thank you for every person that was present here tonight listening. I thank you, Lord God, for every person that had the Holy Ghost boldness, Lord, to speak up and to speak out and to declare that your word is true. Father, I pray that you, hallelujah, I thank you right now for the souls that was won tonight through this message, Lord, because you have declared and decreed that your word does not come back void and that your word will always do what you set it out to do. So, Lord, I'm thanking you for the increase to the kingdom right now. And I pray, Lord God, that they will continue to come to this Bible study, Lord, and continue to walk with us on Spirit Alive and continue, Lord, to study to show themselves approved so that they might live an abundant life and that they can walk worthy, Lord God, and be your righteousness and experience all the wonderful, beautiful benefits that you have for each of every one of your children. So, Lord, I just ask that you bless every household represented here. I pray that you go before them in all that you do. I pray that they will acknowledge you in all that they do. And it is my fervent prayer, Father God, from our household here to every household and every hamlet, that they be transformed. And I pray it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And to God be the glory. Apostle Jay,
amen.
You close your program. Hallelujah.
Praise God for every listener, every heart. And we thank God for the prayer through the woman of God, through Bishop Shirlene Cook, founder and CEO of Spirit Alive Network and No Bound Ministries. I thank God for the opportunity for Gap Ministries to come on board and be a part of this. It is indeed an opportunity. But for those of you who are listening, make sure that you use your time wisely as unto God. Use this time to come to him and to remain with him in all time. Don't let a season take you out of his hands, and don't let a season of the things of the world to pretty much derail you. But Bishop, I thank you for having us, for even being our covering. I thank God that he pours into
God bless you.
And that this network is a blessing, I want people to understand that this is not just a conference call. It's not what some little old call like it was called once before, but it is a global network just as God ordained and ordered it to be, and that it walks fully in alignment with the will of God. I wouldn't be connected to it if it wasn't, but it is time for us to get our lives together because time is running out, and once it's gone, it's gone. You will be in eternity somewhere. So let's be in heaven. And Bishop, I thank you again from the bottom of my heart for letting us come on and for letting us come home.
Come on home, girl. You family. Hallelujah. I'm just glad you're all home. And I just praise God for everybody that was here, for my sisters. Welcome home. And we want to invite you back on third Thursday of this month, because we will be coming to you once again every first and third Thursdays. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will hear your, will do your guest studies right here. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So on behalf of all of us, hallelujah, on behalf of all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, Gap Ministries, we want to say good night and God bless you. Amen, and to God be the glory. Good night, precious one. Good night, precious.
Good night.